Welcome back to Hoops HD, everybody. This is our continuing season previews for 2020-2021. I'm your host, Chad Sherwood, joined up top here by David Griggs and Rocco Miller from Racketeer.org. In the center square, we have John Stalica. To his sides, Mike Cha and Joby Fortson. And kind of frozen, but I think with us down there in the bottom row, we have John Tytel. This is our preview of the West Coast Conference, where, but if you are here to see our American Conference preview, David, that is
way up there. How about the
Atlantic 10?
Up there, but not you, just below that. And then right above us, the Mountain West, if for whatever reason you want to watch that. And here we go with the West Coast. The Gonzaga and Friends Conference.
Well, we have been starting our previews that we've been doing this year with
Gonzaga and the 10 Little Dwarfs.
We've been talking about the teams that are ranked in the top 25. And in the AP poll, number one team in the nation heading into the season. We have not yet discussed them, despite going through 9 of these conferences already. Of course, it's the Gonzaga Bulldogs, the number one team in the nation. And David,
yes,
are they, in your opinion, truly the number one team in the nation heading into this season?
No, but they're in my top two, I think. I like Baylor a little bit more. But my God, it's not crazy. They're not undeserving of it. Despite all of the issues that everyone is having, they've managed to put together a killer out-of-conference schedule, so they'll be able to have the kind of resume and wins that a number one seed would typically have. They were outstanding last year. They're as good or probably better this year. They have a chance to win it all. I think they're not going to be my pick to win it all, but if you gave me four choices, they'd be one of the four. What an outstanding team. I do think they're going to hold on to that number one ranking for a while. Does anybody in this conference at any point beat them? No, I think they don't. I think it's going to be 18-0 and running through the conference tournament.
I believe it's 16-0, but
You're right. It is, unless they adopted it for COVID.
No, it's 16 again this season. I did just confirm that. But Joby, Gonzaga lost 4 double-digit scores off of last year's team. Shouldn't they be taking a big step back? Isn't that the way it works?
They're returning so much as well, and getting Jalen Suggs as a true freshman. I mean, this is the sort of player that Duke gets, okay? And he goes to Gonzaga. I mean they are just – Kispert, these guys are just that good as handout. I actually agree with David. They're not my top team. They're my number. I think that there are 3 teams in all of college basketball that there is a gap. I think they are one of those 3 teams along with Baylor and Villanova. The fun when we do a preview of the whole season, the fun thing will be everybody will say Gonzaga, Baylor, Villanova for their Final Four. And the fun part will be, all right, who's the fourth team? These guys are that good. But mark my words, they will lose one conference game.
I don't think so. That's ridiculous.
Mike, let me ask you. I mean, this Gonzaga team here, Jalen Suggs, he mentioned, this is probably the best recruit Gonzaga's ever had. They've had some amazing recruits at least in recent years. Did you see any holes in this team at all?
No, I don't. I mean, they just continue to reload. I mean, they lose great players, but then they reload.
They reload.
They have it all.
Tytel, is there anybody in this conference that can beat them?
I think BYU can. They bring in the big man Matt Harms from Purdue as a grad transfer. Joby's well aware that they almost beat Virginia back in the Elite Eight a couple of years ago. And Mark Pope, when he came over from Utah Valley, brought some of his own guys as transfers, Richard Harward and Wyatt Lowell. So I think he's building something special out in BYU.
Can they beat Gonzaga if Gonzaga gets really drunk the night before and is really hungover and just has an off game? They might be able to beat him in like double overtime or something.
It'll have to be a drag, and I think they can. That's the one team I was pointing out. Plus, they have a history of it.
They do. Okay, to be fair, they do.
And they'll win in the kennel, by the way. Yeah. They won't win in
– Yeah, they only win in the kennel. Like, but on senior night.
Three guys, and this is a Tytel thing because I know Tytel really loves stuff like this. They have three guys, 6'10", 6'11", and then Matt Harms, 7'3". The last time I saw Matt Harms, he was doing this, and Diakite's shot was going in, but that's neither here nor there. but yeah, they've got some strength inside that can hold their own against Gonzaga. They'll have to hit from the outside at the same time and hope Gonzaga is not hitting on every cylinder at the time. But you know what? If Gonzaga is hitting on every cylinder, like I said, there's only two teams in the country who have a chance.
Yeah.
Well, Stalica, what about you? Do you think that BYU is good enough then to possibly be an NCAA tournament team?
Oh, I think if we're talking about last year, I would definitely have said BYU would have been in the NCAA tournament. But this year, BYU is going to be a little more of a wild card, not just with Harms coming in, but Spencer Johnson is going to be another potential key for the Cougars right here.
Yeah, I mean, Yoeli Childs is gone. He was 22 points a game, 9 rebounds a game. He was a big piece there. Rocco, if not BYU to be the second best team, is there somebody else you're looking at?
Yeah, I think there's a handful of teams you could look at this year with an opportunity to jump all the way to two, which is the first time in a while. You know, we've been really comfortable with this league being Gonzaga 1, either St. Mary's or BYU 2, and then the other one 3, and then a big cutoff from there. This league from the bottom up is continuing to improve year over year. I think the television deal with ESPN has contributed significantly towards that. And but the third team this year, I am going to go to St. Mary's. Because Coach Bennett is proven. B, there's a lot of guys that fit the system perfectly. You know, even though a lot of focus is going to go into the fact that they lost Jordan Ford and Malik Fitz and Tanner Krebs, three really key pieces of last year, the pieces this year I think fit pretty well as well. I think you got guys that are going to really play their asses off, and you're going to have Jabe Mullins comes in, a kid from Seattle who I've known about for a while. He can really stroke from the outside. I think he'll get to play pretty early on. He's going to be a key factor, I think, in this. But I just think any year that I've ever doubted Randy Bennett, I've always gotten burned, and I'm not going to do it this year.
Well, Rocco, I really thought you were going to go with Lorenzo Romar's squad there in Pepperdine. So, Mike, let me ask you about this Pepperdine team. You got Colby Ross. You've got Kessler Edwards. I think there's some – this could be a very dangerous Pepperdine team this year.
Definitely. You know, they have several players coming back, you know, and they – last year they had two players, Jade Smith and Andre Ball, that were out with injury, and they're projected to be back. So that's going to help strengthen the team. And they only lost one player, Cameron Edwards. They've got three returning guys, double digit scorers coming back, and they could surprise.
Yeah, I mean, David, I mean Colby Ross especially, 20 and a half points per game, 7.2 assists per game last year. Mm-hmm. Those are huge numbers for a point guard in this conference.
Yeah, it is. He's going to need a little bit of help, but I mean, this is a Pepperdine team that, well, like a lot of teams, they've been sort of incrementally improving. There's a team that hasn't gotten much preseason love that I really like. I'll kind of wait till we get to them.
Go ahead.
Well, Santa Clara. I mean, you know, this is a team that sort of looked pretty good in the latter part of the season. They have four starters back. Herb Sendek, I mean, I know that he's kind of a punching bag in the media and even among us, but, like, they've gotten better and better and better every year that they've been there. And I'm kind of thinking that if anybody's going to take a big step forward, it's them.
Well, Tytel, do you agree with him? You think we're overlooking Santa Clara?
As a Wildcat, it's hard for me to say anything good about Herb Sendek, but
yeah.
Front court with Joseph Frankic and DJ Mitchell, I just think that they're missing too many pieces to do any major damage.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there, Tytel. I'm not on the Santa Clara. Rocco, how about a team in your backyard there, San Francisco?
Oh, a lot to like about this team. I mean, it's a real fun team to be able to cover and follow. This year, you've got Damari Milstead, a sit-out transfer from Grand Canyon, who averaged double figures there. He's a real speedster to go along with Bouya, who's the point man, and Khalil Shabazz was the sixth man last year, who can fill it up in a hurry. I saw him get in the zone against BYU and score 30 points in less than 20 minutes. I'm a big fan of Shabazz as well. He's another Seattle guy. But the real question marks, I think, are on the front line. Todd Golden's talked about playing four guard lineups. I think that's going to work well for them in spurts. But they're going to have teams like BYU where you have just unbelievable front lines, and Gonzaga that they got to go up against. And that those are going to be some matchup issues. San Francisco also brings in Anthony Roy, a very highly touted recruit here locally in the Bay Area. I think he's going to see the court. And Julian Reshwane from Boston College, I think, will also mix into that four-guard experiment. San Francisco does a lot of unconventional things with data analytics in terms of fouling the other team. When you're in a one-on-one situation and the guy's a crappy foul shooter, they'll go ahead and foul the guy and get an extra possession. You saw it last year against BYU, and it led to victory. There's just a lot of really unique things about the program. The talent continues to build. I think they could get up to third place this year, but I am going to put them at fourth.
I mean, you got a seven-footer here on the roster too, Samba Kane.
Yes.
You need to match somebody up with a guy like a Matt Harms. I think there is somebody you could put – a body you could put out there at least. I don't know if he's right there. But, Joby, is there anyone else in this conference we haven't discussed yet that you've got a – that you want to bring up?
You hit the Dons, who I would have gone in, and you know, they're San Francisco just agreed today that they're going to make that trip to have some competitive games. I think we've kind of, I hate to sound wrap up, but I think we've kind of nailed the ones you want to talk about. Now that we've talked about the San Francisco, who I think is a quality program, and Rocco, I actually think they can make it up to third, but we'll see if that all guard lineup can't, I mean, the two teams with size ahead of them, though. Yeah, but I think they can be that third team.
Yeah, I mean, the other teams in this conference we have not yet mentioned, Loyola Marymount, Pacific, Portland, San Diego. San Diego, David, is a team I'm kind of keeping half an eye on. I don't really think that they can move to the top of the conference, but just, I think they're a little bit – could be better than most people expect, though.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'm keeping half an eye on them.
I guess on that note, though, let me go ahead and
maybe
and
a little bit
and run through each of you here with the same question we asked.
Don't ask who's going to.
I'm not going to ask who's going to win.
Second,
who's okay. Here's the question.
Who's coming in second?
We're gonna be asking two questions here. Three questions. Number one, who comes in second behind the Zags? Number two, can that team or more than two teams make the NCAA tournament in addition to the Zags? And number three, any other final thoughts on this conference? And Mike, let me start with you on that.
I'll pick BYU.
To make the tournament also, or?
You got me there. And I think Gonzaga is just that much better than everybody else. I'm going to say one team, Gonzaga.
One team. Joby, what about you?
I'll go with BYU, but I do think BYU will be inside the bubble. I think enough inside the bubble. I'm very confident in them to where this is a two bid league and possibly three if weirdness happens in the tournament. But I like two here, and San Francisco being good enough to be in the NIT, which is saying something that this conference can supply it. And you'll see discussion. This is yet again, I think this is a conference, BYU is going to be the beneficiary of the big guys getting losses because they have to play each other. I think there's going to be a few more bids out there. I think BYU symbolizes to me a team that can grab one of those bids.
Stalika.
Well, since we know Gonzaga and BYU are going to be the likely two bids here, I'll just skip straight to my final thought and say it's a shame Pacific wasn't able to have a Jahlil trip for one more season because he helped lead the Tigers to an 11-5 season last year, including a 39-point performance against St. Mary's in a quadruple overtime game last year.
It was amazing.
But unfortunately, they're not going to be able to catch even Pepperdine this year as far as who's going to be leading the rest of the pack. But I wouldn't discount Damon Stoudemire.
Well, I mentioned Damon Stoudemire. I think, Tytel, we got to go to you next.
I think that BYU will finish second. I will set the over-under at 3, and I'll take the under. I think St. Mary's is going to have at least semi-significant drop-off this year. I think they just lost a lot from last year. I know that they reload with the Australians every year, but I have some doubt. Additionally, I think we all agree Gonzaga will win. If there's a weakness in the Zags, it's up front. They lost 6'11 Filip Petrusev and 6'10 Killian Pilly. I think you can hurt them inside. Maybe not beat them, but hurt them. As far as a fun fact, following up on my fellow John, Stoudemire used to be – played at Arizona, obviously. He was an assistant to Sean Miller there. He was an assistant to Josh Pastner at Memphis. Am I living in a world where Damon Stoudemire is the best college coach with Arizona ties now?
Better than Sean Miller, too? Oh.
I don't know.
Let me say here, my opinion on this conference, I think it's a one-bid league. I think it's the Zags, and that's it. I think David was right. They go 16-0. They go 18-0, including the conference tournament, and I don't think anybody else is good enough to make the NCAA tournament in this league. But, Rocco, you probably don't agree with me.
I don't know. And that's probably because I follow this league way too closely, and I love it a lot. But, you know, I'll say there's two bids. I actually think BYU is a tournament team this year. I think – they get second place. I think that front line is going to cause a lot of problems for teams and can even maybe mess with Gonzaga for a while. Who knows if he'll mess with them the whole game. But they'll get a few cracks at those guys. And it'll be interesting to see how BYU does out there at the Mohegan Sun in that tournament. So I'll go with them for second. Just a couple other thoughts. Just two bids total here. LMU hired Stan Johnson. I think it was a tremendous hire. He's already – bringing in some big name recruits, a couple four-star guys for next year. And he inherited I can't remember a guy inheriting three people that were out for the season last year. And now they're all back in Quintana, Douglas, and Markeson. And Eli Scott's an all conference kind of guy. So even though he's a first year coach and you typically wouldn't put a team in the top half of the league, the first year coach, they actually have enough experience. If everybody stays healthy, they could actually take a really significant leap this season. So keep your eye on the Lions.
And the Lions. David, anyone else?
I think it's two bid. I think Gonzaga's on the one line and that BYU's inside the bubble. While I'm only picking two, the one difference that this league has from perhaps the other three that we talk about tonight is I think that this has more up-and-coming programs than some of the other one. I mean, when you talk about St. Mary's, they're kind of already there. But San Francisco improving year after year. Santa Clara taking steps forward. Pitt Pacific even is improving over time. LMU, who Rocco just talked about. Like, when you look at the future health of this league, are we going to be doing a podcast in 3 or 4 years? Well, we will be, but like, are we going to be talking about this league as a conference that can send 4 or 5 teams to the NCAA tournament in the near future? It wouldn't shock me. It really wouldn't. When you look at the caliber of coaching that exists in this league and how, just compared to even a few years ago, how much better, while not to the NCAA tournament level yet, the programs are getting.
Somebody's got to catch up with Gonzaga for that to happen, in my opinion. And it might, but I don't know, it's not happening this year.
I don't know if they need to catch up. I mean, Gonzaga is a number one team. They don't have to catch up with
but
them.
They got
BYU.
But if you want to put 5 teams in, you've got to have a second protected seat in this conference, David.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
almost happened last year. BYU was pretty darn good.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. But I guess on that note, I do want to take the chance to thank everybody for joining us for all of these previews we've had so far. You can check them all out on the season preview tab up top there. But as far as tonight goes, at least on behalf of David Griggs, Rocco Miller from Bracketeer.org, John Stalica, John Titel below him, or at least we think he's there. Toby Fortson and Mike Cha to the sides. I'm Chad Sherwood. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back again tomorrow night. We'll be recording one of our favorite podcasts, the Under the Radar podcast, where we'll preview normally 22, this year 21 leagues in full.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again real soon.